Oh boy, don't you just love it when the people in charge of the most powerful military that the world has ever seen adds you to their group chat and says, "Hey yo, watch me bomb these bozos really quick." That's pretty much what happened a couple of weeks ago when Jeffrey Goldberg, an editor for The Atlantic, got added to a group chat through Signal Messenger where more than a dozen federal government employees, including the vice president, were discussing a strike that was going to be carried out against a group called the Houthis in Yemen to protect international shipping or something like that. I mean, you guys know I'm not much for geopolitics. I've been more focused on rooster politics lately and brokering a peace deal between my new Bard Rock Roger and the old short king Mr. Blonde. But regardless of who's bombing who, this is definitely not the kind of thing that you want leaking hours before the planned attack. So this person that works for The Atlantic was actually in the group chat for several days before the strike actually happened. There was some back and forth discussing the logistics and the optics of the plan, all the politics and whatnot. But then on Saturday, March 15th, an account in the group chat labeled Pete Hegseth posted a team update with all the specificities about the who, what, where, and a full timeline of the attacks to come. This included F-18 launch and strike times, drone strike windows, and missile launch schedules. He also ended the message by saying, "We are currently clean on OPSEC. Godspeed to our warriors." Here's the thing. If I'm able to read about the plans for this strike while I'm supervising this duck orgy, then your OPSEC is only about as clean as this pool was. Now, the editor said that he cut out some messages that contained information about military and intelligence personnel that were actively in the Middle East, because, of course, this person doesn't want to go the Edward Snowden route and have to go live in Russia. So, this random guy that got added to the group chat knew that in 2 hours, the first strikes were going to hit Yemen. And sure enough, when he searched for Yemen on Twitter, in 2 hours, there were breaking stories about multiple explosions being heard. And this was pretty much the confirmation that he needed to know that this group chat and all of the exchanges in it were real and not just someone with a Signal bot farm that's using ChatGPT to play some kind of a prank. So, of course, when this story came out, it made the administration look really bad, even just for the fact that they were using Signal instead of some official government communication platform. Like, I understand that a lot of people in the government use apps like Signal because it probably strikes the best balance between security and ease of use, but I'm pretty sure that it's not officially sanctioned for planning things like military strikes. But the really big issue here is this OPSEC fail committed by the current National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, or possibly someone working for him who added this journalist to the Let's Blow Crap Up in Yemen group chat. And everyone else in the group chat failed at OPSEC for not confirming that there were no moles in the group. There were only 19 people in this group chat, including the mole, you know, the journalist who wasn't supposed to be there. And the group is literally called Houthi PC Small Group. Like, I could understand if this guy got into the big group or maybe even the medium group that has a couple hundred low-level pawns at the NSA in there sharing dank memes back and forth, but this guy was literally in the small group chat with the director of the CIA, the head glowy in charge himself. So, in typical fashion, instead of the feds just straight up admitting that they made a big screw-up here and take the L, they made a slight pivot. And they had the Pentagon release this OPSEC special bulletin claiming in big letters that a vulnerability has been discovered in the Signal Messenger application. And the hacking Russian hackers are abusing this linked device's vulnerability to spy on you. So you should not be using the Signal app for sensitive information. Now, what's really being described here in the fine text of this OPSEC special bulletin is a phishing attack, which really isn't a Signal vulnerability. Phishing can happen literally anywhere, and it isn't something that you can solve with technology. There isn't any real patch or update you can make to an app to get rid of all phishing. It's user error that requires proper OPSEC to combat, something that the folks in the group chat clearly struggle with. And this linked device issue that the Pentagon is discussing has largely been mitigated in the Signal app anyway. Basically, the way that this scam worked is that these Russian hackers or whoever would send a QR code to someone, usually they're targeting soldiers in Ukraine, telling them that it's an invite to a Signal group. But in reality, it would be the QR code to link your Signal account to a desktop computer, which means that from then on, the person whose desktop is linked to your device is going to be able to see all of the new messages that you send and receive. And they're also able to send messages from your account through that linked desktop. Now, even before the Signal update at the beginning of this year, which both warns the user that they're about to link their device whenever they scan a QR code that does that, and also gives them the option now to transfer 45 days of message history when you're linking a new device, the phishing attack vector through QR codes could have been totally avoided by people simply reading the QR code before they execute it. This is why it's a good idea to have a dedicated QR code reader like BinaryEye, which has a read-only mode in it for QR codes, which basically just lets you inspect what is in the QR code before you follow the link that's encoded in them or execute a shell script that might be encoded in them. I mean, seriously, there's all kinds of nasty stuff that you can pack into a QR code. It's so crazy that all of the details about this attack were leaked to a journalist of all people, probably the second worst kind of person besides an actual Houthi or whatever, considering the blowback that this has caused. And all of this could have very easily been avoided by whoever was sent the contact QR codes to just verify that they were actually scanning the right thing. And that's assuming that this is even how the editor actually got added to the Houthi group chat in the first place. I actually don't think it was a QR code. Someone probably typed in a phone number or something like that the wrong way. You know, I don't think the same attack vector or oopsie vector was used in this case. It just is a convenient thing for the Pentagon to release this big security OPSEC notice about a quote-unquote vulnerability in an app that these boomers just can't use correctly to keep their plan secret. Totally 100% user error. This stuff should be OPSEC 101. It's really something that these national security advisors should know about. So in conclusion, Signal is still safe for you to use. Don't blindly click through QR codes. Seriously, figure out what the QR code is before you actually click on it. And if you're going to discuss top secret military operations in the group chat, you should probably double check the phone numbers that you sent invites to. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to Hack the Algorithm, and check out my online store, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% discount when you pay a Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.